Chapter 2. Caroline worked through the evening to revamp their trip, which now began with an early flight to Syracuse instead of a mid-afternoon one to Boston. Still, the arrival of the sedan from Suburban Car Service early the next morning felt like a mistake, because she'd been anticipating a later departure since the beginning of the summer. She opened the front door and the bright sunshine, which ordinarily would have made her think of taking a bike ride with Lee along Lake Michigan, seemed accusatory, like a spotlight in an interrogation room. She reminded herself that she had every right to change this trip, no matter what Aunt Risa would think. Then she nodded to the driver and turned away from the glare. "Lee," she called, "we have to go. Please don't tell me you went back to sleep." She listened to silence for a few seconds until there was the click of a door unlatching, followed by footsteps on the upstairs landing. A moment later, Lee appeared, leaning heavily on the banister and pulling her suitcase behind her, the wheels banging rhythmically as they crashed onto each step. Caroline winced at the clatter, even though there was no one to disturb. She and Lee had lived in the carriage house, set well behind the big house where Aunt Risa and Uncle Rich lived, since Lee was a baby. Caroline loved their little home, with just two bedrooms upstairs and a single space combining the living room and kitchen on the first floor. She liked that it was theirs alone. Aunt Risa had expected she'd move in with them after Lee's dad, Glenn, died, and while Caroline was grateful for the invitation, she'd never liked that huge house. So many rooms, so much big furniture, so many heavy drapes covering the windows, and so many stodgy paintings on those endless walls. She'd reminded Aunt Risa of how noisy and disruptive babies could be, and was relieved when her aunt proposed an alternative.
"Oh my God, it's the middle of the night," Lee groaned as she wheeled her suitcase toward the door.
She loosened her grip and the suitcase fell over, the handle thwacking the floor. "It's 7:30, Caroline said. Lee leaned against the wall and tilted her head back, her eyes closed.
"I thought our flight was at 2.
I had to change it.
You said it was 2.
But then I told you last night I changed it. Caroline had rebooked their flights last night and then went on to rework the college tours she'd scheduled, cancel all their hotel reservations, and reserve a room.